Over the years of conflict in Indian-administered Kashmir, all the aspects of society have fractured in one or the other way. The two-decade-long conflict has left thousands dead. For those who died, their fate was clear. But for the widows of these men, life has turned miserable. Today, thousands of conflict-born widows in Kashmir are living without any support system in asylum conditions. A recent independent report has revealed that there are over 30,000 conflict-made widows in Kashmir, and out of which only 8 to 9% have remarried, and rest of them continue to be looking after their children with no means of earning.
There's an institutional failure because the Indian institutions here have become part and parcel of that. They have not done anything to date. So there's not much has been done to reduce their grievance, and they are statics, nothing more than that,
Studies have revealed these widows face financial difficulties, psychological downfall, emotional stress, denial of due inheritance rights, sexual harassment, physical insecurity and social undesirability. Despite government being aware of the figures, till today the Jammu and Kashmir government has not come up with any policy where these widows would get rehabilitation support. And the policies that government has do not cater to all widows, since government has different parameters for those killed by renegades and for those killed at the hands of Indian security forces, or for that matter, those who have disappeared over all these years.
The government and the government agencies, the NGOs, Indian NGOs and JNK NGOs, they are exploiting these widows in the name of rehabilitation. Actually, they have not done anything for them. They have not been rehabilitated. The financial assistance is not there because we don't have any institution, the big institution, which will take care of these widows.
Not just the government, experts say despite being a Muslim-majority state, the civil society in Kashmir seems least interested into helping these women to come out of their social condition. The continued dispute between India and Pakistan over Kashmir still remains bone of contention between the two nuclear-armed rivals. Both the countries claim the territory but rule it in parts.
The mushroom growth of widows and orphans is the outcome of 2 decades of rivalry between India and Pakistan. Experts say both countries need to come forward to fix up the humanitarian issues in the disputed region of Kashmir so as to evade the bigger fights. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.